create. Welcome to June, to a year of Goddess Magic, to 30 days of Goddess, to the Goddess Magic Mystery School. Here we are with our June practice update. So welcome, welcome to June. The theme for this month is create. The goddess we are honoring is Tara, who has many, many expressions. There's red Tara and white Tara and black Tara and green Tara and yellow Tara. And so we're going to explore a lot more about her in the coming days. In June, we are also celebrating the 2000th day of Goddess with a special Back to the Roots celebration throughout June, but this will primarily be concentrated on June 17th to 24th. The 24th is the actual 2000th day of the practice. And so I have a 7-day series planned for that week, but then I'm going to sprinkle some Back to the Roots materials throughout the month. This is a perfect chance, so don't let the 2000 days scare you, because it's a perfect chance to get involved. If you haven't ever done 30 Days of Goddess, why not have the 2000th day be your first day? Why not? And if you've been here for 365 days or 300 days or 600 days, or all 2000 days, you are still welcome. This is still for you. So the 2000th day is a milestone worth celebrating at whatever point you are entering this cycle of practice. So this month's audio, as you're listening to, is right here. And then your free practice resources are right below as downloadable files. I'm struggling a little bit with Substack bizarrely replacing the files, even though I upload the correct ones. I don't know. And so if you'll notice, there's a big space between them in the download, because basically if I put them right next to each other, the one replaces the other one, and I have uploaded and replaced those files probably 12 times in the course of, maybe 12 times each in the course of doing this newsletter, because they just keep replacing. Like, I drag in the snapshot set and it replaces it with the mini word deck. And then I drag in the snapshot set again and it turns the mini word deck into the snapshot set. Very frustrating. So big spaces get on my nerves, but they're necessary sometimes to make this work. So I think it's okay. If there's a problem, please let me know about that. So anyway, on with our themes. Our theme last year was flourish, and this poem was written in honor of that theme. The things I need to flourish are simple. Sunshine and the moon, raindrops and wind, long walks through woods and along shorelines, time alone every day with a prayer book, my pen and the sacred, laughter in the company of others, time to do my work and share my offerings without apology, time outside every day with my eyes open and my phone inside, heart listening and soul tending at the center of my own life. So once again, welcome to June's 30 Days of Goddess Practice. A reminder that the Goddess Magic community on Patreon offers a daily experience in seasonal magic, living your magic, and everyday enchantment. If you're listening to this on the Goddess Magic Mystery School Patreon, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being a member. I appreciate you so much. And you are who makes this possible to share with everyone. And so I am so grateful to each of you. And so you also have additional printables that are just for you available on the Patreon website as well. So there's some companion materials available for you, expansions for the Goddess Magic community members, and our June Herbal Ally video actually becomes available on YouTube on June 7th. I've been trying to include the Herbal Ally videos with these newsletters, but because we are working with an 8 goddess wheel of the year, our cycle with one goddess is not necessarily ending at the beginning of a new month. So we're continuing with Bast until the end of May, but this newsletter comes out to prepare us for June. So anyway, we're at this kind of crossroads point. So the video for the Herbal Allies and the Tara information comes out on June 7th. So I hope you enjoy that. When it becomes available, make sure to follow us on YouTube and you'll get a notification about that. I also wanted to make sure to let you know that my newest book, Thunder and Roses, is available worldwide now on Amazon. It's also available on Kindle. What is Kindy? I'm not sure. No, I guess that's what they call kindergarten in other countries sometimes. But anyway, it's on Kindle. And then orders from the Etsy shop also still include several special bonuses only available directly from us. I was including the special bonuses up to the first 100 paperback copies sold from me. And we are getting close to that number. My goal for this book was to sell 100 copies before the official publication date. And if you combine platforms, we did reach that number. But just paperback copies via me have not quite hit 100. So
Special bonuses still available. I also have the replay available from our live book launch party and ritual, so I hope you enjoy that. The audio is a little funky in it due to I'm having incredibly hideous internet lately, and so there's some bumps in the road when it comes to audio quality, so I do apologize for that. That's one of the reasons why I steered away for so many years from doing live events, is because I can't control the internet here, and so I just didn't do lives. And now I'm so grateful that I have started to do them, but I see why my past self didn't want to, because there's, you feel responsible for this weird wah, 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 wah audio when it's just a challenge. So anyway, that's available. And it was a pretty good event. I hope sharing some practices and some ideas about connecting with a goddess and some little mini body-based practices and poem readings and all kinds of stuff. So I hope you will check that out. Our Simple and Sacred Virtual Circle for June will be on Friday, June 12th at 7 o'clock. I will let you know that I'm getting back from a trip just 2 days before that, so I'm not 100% sure how on my game I'm going to be, but so I'll probably share similar content to the content we explored last June. It's a summer solstice theme, etc. Anyway, I am not sure. I thought about pushing it back, but I've had to make changes during our calendar year already, and so I don't want to change it. But wow, it's going to be a little tight of a timeline. And I also wanted to reshare our 21-minute practice video from last year with the theme of protect, because it talks a lot about, oh, I said flourish was the theme. It wasn't. It was protect. So anyway, protect was last year. And I feel like there is a lot of good stuff in that video about protecting our time and living from the center of our own lives, etc. So feel free to check that out. Now I wanted to share a little bit with you about this Back to the Roots series. I have this has been on my agenda, or fun agenda, as I call it at our house. We say what's on the fun agenda. So on the fun agenda for June includes this Back to the Roots celebration, which I have been toying with since last year. I wanted to do a Back to the Roots celebration, and I thought, oh, I could do it in January, and it would be like a kickoff to the new year, Back to the Roots. Then I thought, no, because we were traveling. And then I thought, oh, how about in March? And then it would be good for like the spring equinox, and we could do this Back to the Roots. And then I realized that June, and I've had this written down for over a year now, June 24th is our 2000th day of practice. And I thought, how perfect to put Back to the Roots in June along and have it lead up to the 2000th day. And also, it can be a summer solstice celebration. There's all these benefits to having this Back to the Roots series in June. So I actually made the little journals to accompany it in probably, I don't know what, November of last year or something. And so it's been saved on my computer as this Back to the Roots book. I mean, it's just a 7-day practice prayer book. It's not complicated, but I've had this, it's been waiting. It's been waiting in the wings to be used. And now I've got Amanda Fall at the Phoenix Soul, who's going to make a special Back to the Roots special edition cover for our booklets. I've made a whole set of practice cards and an additional booklet that's companion prayers. So if you don't necessarily want to make the journal, you can make the little booklet. I'm really going places with my plans for this. And anyway, this is going to be a free series, because my idea is it's almost like a reboot. It's an opportunity to begin right here, right now. So for people who, it will be day one of 30 Days of Goddess, wonderful. Welcome, welcome. Here you are. And so super excited about that. So if you're brand new to daily practice in general, this is going to be for you. Back to the Roots is going to be for you. We're going to go back to the roots of daily practice and what it means and what it can hold. And so if you are, if you've been here since the beginning of the practice, like Karen, this is for you too. Let's celebrate this life-changing power of daily practice and how devotion has changed, inspired, and nurtured us in the process of the last 2000 days. And if you've been here for any days in between, I'm going to say hi to another Karen with, if you've been here for any days in between. And this is for you too. I am so glad that you've shared any of your days with this community. So the thing that's really striking me is if you are here on the 2000th day, that's a special thing. No matter what point in the process you entered the circle, so to speak. The 2000th day is still a special day. So very excited about that. And during this series, we're going to revisit the roots and purpose of 30 Days of Goddess and of daily practice in general. And we're also going to explore a dedicated 7 days of guided practices, all with this roots related theme. I've got this printable prayer book. I've got prayer cards. I've got a ritual deck all ready for you. I cannot wait to share it. The primary celebration, as I said, will take place June 17th to 24th. But then I have background support resources to share starting on June 1st as well. And of course, we will be live on June 24th. We cannot let the 2000th day go by without a live celebration. And then I did want to briefly say, what do I mean by back to the roots? Because your roots can be your own past self, a time at which you felt free to be who you really are, an original self. The roots can also be ancestry, heritage, legacy, and place, your ancestors of bone and your ancestors of stone. The roots can also be the newness you felt when starting out on your path, the early days, your beginner's mind. Your roots can be the core realities and knowings that anchor you and bring you back to center in the present moment. Your roots can be what is stabilizing and supporting you and centering you right now and what you want and need to tend to. So the roots of your own well-being. It can be the roots of your own well-being. And ditto with the final thing about what your roots can be is what is nourishing you, what is holding and supporting you as you bloom. That can be your community, that can be your family, that can be your work, that can be your practices. What is holding and supporting and nourishing you as you bloom? So, back to the roots. Coming up, you can participate in whatever way works for you. You can watch the videos, you can print the printables, you can start a practice, you can come to the live, or any combination of those things herein. So, closing with some thoughts about the power of daily practice, and this is really true. Daily practice creates a reliable doorway through which the goddess can regularly enter your life. I've written before, it's how the sacred slips in and sits beside us. So it's space for extending your hand and feeling her reaching back. I have also written that it allows the space to reach out to the touch, the infinite, and feel the infinite reaching back. That's the power of daily practice, is we touch the infinite. We touch the infinite. We step into the sacred. We discover that when we show up for our own lives, the goddess shows up too. So daily practice helps to liberate us from waiting for later. It helps us from keeps us from saving our magic for perfect or for the right time. Daily practice invites us to live our magic day now, every day. No need to wait for someday. Daily practice invites us to allow someday to become today. And daily practice can be as simple as a whispered word or a hand on your heart, a single affirmation, a single prayer, a kiss blown to the moon, a moment of three breaths deep in your belly. The second of noticing is your doorway into practice. And if you feel like you get to the end of the day and you haven't had time for anything, nothing has been magical, I haven't had any good experiences, there is no daily I haven't had a daily practice. If you feel that longing for something different, that's your moment right there. The moment in which you feel the longing is an invitation to offer something right now, something small and present. So if you're standing there brushing your teeth and thinking today was a bust, nothing was magical, step outside right that second and look for the moon. Step outside right that second and look for the moon. Or fold your hands against your heart and say, thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up. And then guess what? You didn't miss a day after all. So also a reminder, if it feels like too much, let something go. This practice is here to hold you, not to tell you what to do. No matter how many times I say this, I still think people get the impression sometimes that they're doing it wrong somehow because they're not doing everything. I'm the one who's creating all these things because I'm creating it to share in the ways that I hope will help support and nourish you. It's only me who has to do it all, so to speak. And even I don't have to do it all, but it doesn't, just because I have the decks and the books and I write my things and I do all my stuff. That's because this is coming kind of through me to you, and you use what works for you. So if you're hearing me talk about how there's going to be a printable booklet and then there's going to be the deck and then there's going to be the other printable booklet and you think, oh my goodness, this is just a little too much, that's your invitation to choose which piece works for you. It's not an obligation. It's a support in your own connection in the way that works for you. So practice is here to hold you. It's not here ever to tell you what to do. Daily practice is a way to connect to the rhythm of the holy in our lives. We find that whenever we reach out to connect, the goddess is there. As I've shared before, Wayne Dyer's analogy that when we reach out to the to divinity, to the goddess, to the sacred. It's like reaching out for the trolley strap on a bus or an airport shuttle where you reach out to hold on. And as soon as you reach out, it's there that you can hold on. No matter what is happening when you reach out, it's there to hold on to. So another reminder about Simple and Sacred coming up on Friday, June 12th, 7 o'clock. Central time, and live circles are open to anyone on this newsletter list. That is you. And then replays are available for the Patreon community only. And you will get an access link via email for the Zoom room 2 hours before we begin. But it is all, the link is always the same. So any newsletter or anything that you have, you can still click on that link and it will work for you. So don't worry about never not necessarily getting the email or missing something, because you can always just click on a past link and it will take you there. So that is what we have to offer for this month. So thank you again for being here, and a little closing reading. It is now that things feel green and lovely and full of possibility. We are invited into flourishing, into dreaming and discovery, into desire and delight. Let us soak in satisfaction. Let us be nourished by love. Let us inhabit our wholeness and fullness with trust. Thank you so much for being here. Keep living your magic, everyone. And I look forward to seeing you for Back to the Roots. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.